A Canterbury family is demanding to know why there was no health and safety investigation into the truck crash that killed their daughter. The police did ask questions about driver fatigue and working hours, but arrived at conflicting or inconclusive answers. The Pattinson family are now pinning their hope for answers on an inquest after the police also refused to charge anyone. Phil Pennington reports.
Kellyanne Pattinson was in her hatchback 10 kilometres south of Timaru when she was hit by a 6-tonne food delivery truck that had veered across three lanes of State Highway 1. The crash happened in January 2018 and her parents didn't think the police had investigated properly. But they failed to get the case reopened once the 6-month time limit to prosecute had passed. So Helen Pattinson rang a WorkSafe manager.
He told me that because the police are a higher authority, they deal with road crashes.
In a follow-up letter that December, WorkSafe repeated it was a case of either or, either them or the police. And for road fatals, it's a fact that police are the right agency. But WorkSafe did not mention to the family that elsewhere in its own agreement with the police, it says that often both parties will investigate the same incident, although at times with a different aim or purpose.
We didn't know that, but we assumed that no matter where you work, that WorkSafe do investigate. We're a bit shocked and stumped about why they didn't do that.
The police said in a statement that officers determined workplace health and safety was not a relevant factor in the crash. The police reports into the crash were done by experienced officers, but say little that's conclusive about a cause, other than that the road surface was poor. It had just been resealed, but the tar had bled through the chip seal surface, and it was resealed again just 3 days after the crash. The police reports also offer conflicting views about fatigue. One rules out tiredness as a factor, another does not, saying that starting work at 4 a.m. will always be a risk factor for fatigue. This report says the food delivery company Bidfood reviewed its fatigue management after the crash and the start times and installed fatigue alerts in 3 trucks. RNZ has asked the company for comment. Helen Pattinson and her husband Russell both have had careers in road transport. They think the industry's flaws have been overlooked again.
Nobody's been held accountable, so people of today that drive the roads, that drive big rigs, aren't being held accountable for anything.
The WorkSafe agreement with police repeatedly stresses the need to collaborate, including over investigations to improve road safety. It also says that when police have primary responsibility for a health and safety investigation, they will consult with WorkSafe to ensure those obligations are met. But at the time of the Pattinson crash, the police could not meet those obligations because they lacked full health and safety powers at the time, and these were not restored to them till October 2018. WorkSafe knew this, but it also knew its own investigative powers were constrained. The WorkSafe manager who signed 2 of the agreements with police, Brett Murray, who now heads up the industry body SiteSafe, said in a magazine article this year,
"The level of investment in the investigation function has not been at the level it needs to be, and that carries significant risk for WorkSafe as a regulator."
Flaws in health and safety investigations featured in the Turawa ski field fatal bus crash and a desert road rear-ender, both also in 2018. In the Turawa case, there was no such investigation. In the other, the truck driver was convicted on driving charges after rear-ending Mohi Sharifi's car when her 2 young sons were killed. WorkSafe only began looking into that 9 months after it happened and only after the family agitated for it. It did not prosecute. Dr. Sharifi is appalled at the Pattinson's experience.
It's just disgusting to hear it's happening all over and over again. 2 organisations are involved and none of them are doing their job properly. And in this middle, there are families left.
WorkSafe has delayed for many weeks responding to RNZ's OIA requests about the Sharifi crash. Its belated response now shows investigators did not ask any other staff at the trucking company Dynes about a driver's statement that they were under deadline pressure on the desert road run. WorkSafe says the man denied saying this to police. The documents show he called police lying bastards. Dr. Sharifi says the reports show that driver went back to work for Dynes.
That's right there flashing at you. When the driver says that and there are other issues showing that there was pressure, yet WorkSafe was not willing to actually follow this up. They just want to close it off.
The Pattinson family have now asked the coroner to look into the lack of a health and safety investigation. WorkSafe declined to comment. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, Corfield Pennington, aho.